Take a look at your screen real quick, folks. Again, another shipment just came in. Was that yesterday, 2 days ago? Another shipment of freeze-dried food just came in. We have been distributors of freeze-dried food since 2016. This is a great company, a 25-year shelf life. Just click on Emergency Food Supplies. Click on that at the top of the page, wvwtvstore.com. You have the 1 year option, the 4 week option, the 72-hour option if you want to try it out, test it out, the 3 month option, the 6 month option. Do allow for about 2 to 3 weeks for delivery. It may be quicker. We're staying up pretty quick right now, and but again, it takes a little bit. Again, I don't want you to be shocked by the shipping cost. If you order something like a 1 year or whatever, 3 month, these buckets are heavy. Okay, we're talking about a lot of pounds here, particularly for the 1 year. So again, you can get the 6 month, 3 month, 1 year, 4 week, 72-hour kit. Just go to wvwtvstore.com, click on Emergency Food Supplies right there at the top of the page as you see it. If you want to go back to the home page, which we will, you can see that we have the Worldview Weekend General Seating tickets. Click on that. Scroll down the page. Well, that didn't work right. I think that's my browser. Anyway, let's go to priority seating, see if that works. I know it's my browser. Hold on, pull it down. Let me go to a different browser. I've got to clear my caches out. Let me go to a different browser. I was having trouble with that earlier today. It has to do with my browser because we were coding some stuff, and I guarantee you it caught the browser. All right, let's go back to wvwtvstore.com. Click on Worldview Weekend General Seating Tickets. See that? General Seating Tickets. There's priority seating tickets for upfront. Let's just click on Worldview Weekend General Seating Tickets. Okay, that brings up all the details right there. All right, so right there you can get your tickets, $99 for general seating. There are the dates. Some people are saying, what date is it? Well, there it is right there. There are the dates. And then the speakers, Dr. Peter McCullough in person, all of them. Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Lee Merritt, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. He wrote a book called In Their Own Words, The Democratic Party's Push Toward a Communist America, is a new book coming out. Leo Holman, Karen Kingston. So all the details. Here is the address of the resort. Here's the phone number of the resort to make your reservation. Be sure to mention you're with Worldview Weekend or use the code WRLD so that you get the discount on the rates. Okay? So again, it's all here, but we will sell out. We only have seating for 1,000. You can go to WVW Foundation Luncheon and you can join us for the Saturday luncheon. That'll give you the details on that Saturday luncheon as well. Dr. Peter McCullough and others will be speaking for that. WVW Concert Banquet on Thursday night. You can get the details on that. This will be our third year that I've done a concert. Many of you do know, some of you don't. I'm a classically trained tenor. That's how I started out doing concerts at the church of people like Dr. D. James Kennedy, Chuck Swindoll, many others. Anaheim Convention Center, others. It's a terrible way to make a living, and it's horribly hard. And you sit and wait a lot and travel, and the singing part's fun, everything else. So anyway, I fell over into this, wrote a book in 93, started doing radio interviews. Michael Reagan had me on. We became friends. He made me his education reporter. Next thing you know, he asked me to sit in as his guest host. Next thing you know, the president of a network out of Milwaukee heard me guest hosting the Reagan show. He brought me on to sit in for him. Then he gave me my own show, and I've been with that same network for 25 years. So I don't do that much anymore. I do a couple concerts a year. This link right here on the page is supposed to be active for you to sample the concert I did a year ago, but I don't think it's active right now. I'll make sure it's linked. I think it's right now locked private, but we'll get that active so you're not buying a pig in a poke. I think we played a video for you the other night singing over in Nashville for an international TV show with Dino Kartzanakis. But this year will be the third year to do that. We film it, we turn them into TV specials. This year I'll be doing a collection of Christmas songs. All fully orchestrated, specially arranged and orchestrated. There are arrangements. And I hire a team of them to do them, and they do beautiful jobs. It's all very, very professionally done. And we'll film it with multiple cameras, a swinging boom at that banquet concert, turn it into a Christmas television special. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can get tickets for that Thursday night. All that is optional, the Thursday night banquet, the Saturday luncheon, it's all optional. Otherwise, general seating, priority seating. We will sell out. We sold out last year. We'll sell out again. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com for all the details. Joining me now is Karen Kingston. She called me today. She actually texted me, then I called her. Breaking news with Karen Kingston. She's back. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Brandon. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you very much. Well, let's get right to it because you got breaking news. I guess, basically, if I understand it in layman terms, the monkeypox could, according to the patents, be in some of the COVID vaccines. True or false?
The monkeypox can be in some of the COVID-19 booster shots per the patent I'm about to show you, as well as per as the guidelines for the booster shots from the FDA. So I'll show you that as well.
But who's reporting this? Who's reporting this tonight other than us?
I haven't shown the FDA guidance, but I did get the patent this morning. So with Stu Peters and I, we did cover the patent this morning, but we didn't cover the FDA guidance and we didn't cover a couple other things
In other words, this is new news today.
This is news today, breaking news today. And I think when people see the FDA guidance along with the patent, because I'm showing more of the patent on your show, you allow me to actually, you know, show the documentation. It's going to explain a lot. We're also going to show that New York Times article. And that's going to provide clarification. Some news networks and some doctors have reported that monkeypox is a manifestation of gay male homosexual sex. That is completely false. That narrative is a repeat of the narrative from gay-related immunodeficiency virus, which is GRID, the original term for AIDS, which was the made-up story that Dr. Anthony Fauci made when he was the head of the CDC. He said that the act of male homosexual sex caused the spontaneous manifestation of an autoimmune virus inside of gay men. So monkeypox is not caused by homosexual sex. And when we go to the World Health Organization website, where they say the cases they've identified are in men who have sex with other men, it does not say that that's the transmission. It just says that they have identified monkeypox in some of these men. And potentially it's because they have HIV, they've been injected and or boosted, and the acceleration of Kaposi sarcoma is going to be shown, which is, you know, early end stage AIDS. So keep in mind, this used to be called gay-related immune deficiency disease in the 80s. Ronald Reagan called it gay cancer because of the dark purple cancerous skin lesions, which are KS. That's what he had referred to it as in the early 80s as well.
Wow.
And this is related to the 1980 two article you sent. So let's just get going.
Okay. Here we go. First slide.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the World Health Organization. Again, I'm going to read verbatim what they said about the monkeypox outbreak. Based on currently available information, cases have mainly but not exclusively been identified amongst men who have sex with men seeking care in primary care and sexual health clinics. They didn't say transmission is between men. So there's a big difference. So this is not causing transmission of monkeypox. This could possibly be that there are eight, you know, if these men had HIV, were on antiretrovirals and boosted, then the KS is coming through. But let's keep going on with the story because the boosters could actually contain monkeypox and maybe that is a Kaposi sarcoma sequence. So you sent this to me, Brandon, which is from the New York Times, May 11th, 1987, where World Health Organization told the New York Times, there was a reporter there, sorry, a scientist there, that they thought it was just a coincidence until they studied the latest findings about reaction, what can be caused by a vaccine. So they were saying that the smallpox vaccine seemed to correlate with an eruption of an outbreak of HIV and AIDS. The representative from the WHO said, "Now I believe the smallpox vaccine theory is the explanation to the explosion of AIDS." And the mass vaccination happened in Africa. Further evidence comes from the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. So what they're saying is the smallpox vaccine is no longer kept for public health purposes, but new recruits were required to be immunized. A 19-year-old recruit was immunized and triggered for stimulation of dormant HIV virus into AIDS. Now, why he has dormant HIV virus doesn't make sense because they go on to say this discovery of how people with subclinical HIV infection are at risk of rapid development of AIDS as a vaccine-induced disease was made by medical team working with Dr. Robert Redfield at Walter Reed. Go on to the next slide. The reason why HIV is not normally found in the human genome, it's not dormant. And although the recruit developed AIDS, he had been healthy throughout high school, given multiple immunizations, and then he developed AIDS after his smallpox vaccination. 2.5 weeks later, he developed fever, headaches, neck stiffness, night sweats. 3 weeks later, he was admitted to Walter Reed with meningitis and developed further symptoms of AIDS and then died a short time after treatment. But there's no evidence that he was involved in any kind of homosexuality activity. Furthermore, the article ends with who injected Africans with over 50 million smallpox vaccines. And on May 11th, 1987, an article under the heading was published, The British Times, the smallpox vaccine caused a wave of infections with the AIDS virus. Trust science at your own peril. Why this is also important is because Kaposi sarcoma was only found in Black African males in Africa, and it's a rare form of cancer that spontaneously appeared in the 80s. So that's very strange. So let's go on to the next slide, because this is related to the vaccine. They're calling shingles monkeypox. You can see this is shingles. It's not monkeypox, and it's not Kaposi sarcoma. But if you go on to the next slide, this is another where they're showing pictures of both monkeypox and Kaposi sarcoma. So what I decided to go on to the next slide is to show you exactly what monkeypox looks like. This was pulled from an online article called Insider. You can see the lesions there. They're kind of like these dark purple lesions. On the right, you can kind of see these dark purple lesions. These are taken from the patent in China that was sponsored by both the Canadian government and Chinese government to develop a recombinant monkeypox SARS-CoV-2 virus. And these are the monkeypox lesions on the monkeys. So they look much closer to actually monkeypox right there. And now going to the next slide, KS lesions, which are caused by AIDS, look much closer to what they're calling monkeypox. And we know that the HIV sequence is in at least the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now go on to the next slide. This is the patent that you can find online in China. It is in Chinese. I'll show you some translations in English. But this is the online patent. It was funded by Tonix Pharmaceutical Holding Corporation. I did not look them up. The governors of the University of Alberta, and so a few other individuals and scientists from Canada. And what this is a recombinant pox virus comprising nucleic acid encoding SARS-CoV-2 virus, where the protein is selected from a spike protein, membrane protein, nucleocapsid protein, or combination of two or more of these proteins. So we know that from the original definition of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It also includes recombinant pox virus. And if you go down to, it says camel pox virus. No, stand this slide, camel pox, mouse pox, horse pox, monkey pox, vaccina virus, or smallpox. So this is the patent to combine the SARS-CoV-2 virus with other pox viruses, including monkeypox. Go on to the next slide. This just shows how they combine the SARS-CoV-2 virus with different pox viruses, including monkeypox, and the different COVID-19 tests, not COVID-19, PCR tests you can run. Go on to the next slide. Again, this is just another image. You can see here, this is the SARS-CoV-2 sequence and the PCR testing and the multiple pox viruses, including monkeypox, where they made basically an inoculation, an injection, a bioweapon that is going to inject people with the combined sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 virus as well as monkeypox or smallpox. Go on to the next slide. In the study, they used HeLa, which is known as the immortal cancer cell line. This is also found in the master patent for the mRNA vaccines on Moderna. It is the most aggressive form of cancer. So it allows for the acceleration of growth of any type of cancer. That's what the HeLa cell line does. And then you can see they used human embryonic cells to ensure that there was also binding throughout the lining of your hearts and lungs and stuff. So this is a combination of a cancer-causing vaccine as well as attacking the A2 receptors, the angiotensin renin system throughout your body. So it's a combination of cancers, AIDS, and SARS-CoV-2, coronavirus.
So you're saying this patent, we go back to this patent shows that these items here can be in some of the COVID shots and boosters.
Oh, yeah. And it's also in the master patent that you can find on Moderna's website as well.
So
Not the pox
monkeypox,
part.
HIV, and cancer.
Yes. And so this patent is specifically from China that combines all types of pox viruses with specifically SARS-CoV-2, and then the SARS-CoV-2 virus can be combined with cancers and whatnot.
So
but
when
this
we
is
did
a,
our
this
emergency broadcast on Saturday night, and we were saying that, you know, I was asking you, could this be a monkeypox be a cover for the consequences of the shot and boosters? You said yes. And now basically you're finding more evidence that that's probably the case.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is the people who are getting boosters are within days or weeks coming down with very severe shingles that aren't responsive to acyclovir, you know, or Valtrex. So they may be presenting with Kaposi sarcoma or monkeypox. Because this is the booster could be a monkeypox SARS-CoV-2 booster. Go on to the next slide, because I'm going to show you evidence of that. So this, again, this just shows you what a KS lesion and what a monkeypox lesion is. So I just wonder what the definition of monkeypox is. And remember, Kaposi sarcoma spontaneously appeared in Africa in African-American males in the 80s when the AIDS outbreak happened. Go on to the next slide. So the current version of this is no longer available, so I had to take a picture of the FDA guidance from February 22nd of 2021 for the EUA for vaccines for COVID-19. So I just took a photo of it. The link here you can go to, but they've changed the document. So I'm gonna show you the document from February 22nd. Go to the next slide. It clearly states here that sponsors should conduct a booster study in which the modified COVID-19 vaccine is administered to persons who previously received the prototype COVID-19 vaccine. That means they can make changes to the COVID-19 vaccine. The boosters, they can add other viruses to it. They can do whatever they want. I believe the actual floor for safety is just to test it in 5 people for safety. And to make sure that they have a significant immune response, which means that they were infected. So the immune response induced by the modified COVID-19 vaccine booster dose should be compared to the immune response induced by the prototype vaccine primary series. Alternately, they say non-inferiority margins, so of immune response can be overlooked. And they also said, you know, as long as you include the SARS-CoV-2 sequence virus, really not that important to disclose much more information other than that. So they can add other viral sequences based on mutations or other potential, you know, viruses. So this is, there's no oversight here. But again, the boosters are not the same as the original vaccines that were administered. They are modified, and how they are modified, it's not even clear to me if that was disclosed to the FDA.
So the headline again is cancer cells, monkeypox, HIV from the patent shows from China can be in some of the boosters.
Well, we know HIV was in the original vaccines, and cancer lines were in the HeLa is in the original vaccines. That's in the Moderna website. Now, this new patent just shows you that the boosters can contain monkeypox. That's what that shows you, or smallpox.
Why would you do that? Why would you put monkeypox in a booster, Karen?
To cover up the fact that people who also got just 2 shots and or the booster. They're getting VAIDS. They're getting vaccine-associated induced disease. So they're getting shingles and Kaposi sarcoma. So they're putting monkeypox in to tell people, all right, say it's a monkeypox outbreak, and this is now a pandemic. And now the IHR amendments with the World Health Organization, they can now shut down nations around the globe.
Okay.
Tedros can bring in the CCP and the PLA to shut down countries around the world.
Make sure the audience understands what you just said. Because of what was in the first shots, they now put monkeypox in the boosters so that the monkeypox can be used as a cover for what is the shingles and other things in the original boosters or the original shots.
Yeah, exactly. So some people are coming down actually with shingles But some individuals are coming down with monkeypox, so they want the CDC, World Health Organization, and all healthcare providers to say everyone who has shingles, they want to call it monkeypox, so they can declare a global pandemic, and then Tedros can partner with the CCP and the People's Liberation Army to put in a one-world government.
And they can then use that also to cover the damages with the original shots.
Yeah, yep. And even if it comes to light, let's say they fess up and go, wow, we didn't know these vaccines came from China and had monkeypox in it, but hey, that's still a win for us because it's infectious and now there's a pandemic and we still need to take over the world.
Did you get to hear my interview with Matt Staver at the beginning?
I didn't.
They've pulled out 12 of the 13 amendments reportedly, and what some of the African nations were against this, and we thought, oh great, they're catching on board here. What he said was, they don't want to piecemeal this. They actually want this into an international treaty that's already being worked on, and they just want to do all of the tracing and everything at one time. So the African nations are pulling out with these amendments because what's coming up in August is more pushing of an international treaty, and they just want to do it all at one shot. So what he was saying is, this gives us a little more time, but don't rejoice. This isn't because these nations are opposed to it. It's they just want to all see it done in one treaty that we'll be fighting in early August. So we've got a long summer of trying to inform people.
We do, Brandon, because first of all, the Lloyd Pace or whoever that person's name is and Xavier Becerra from Health and Human Services, I don't understand why they are not taken into military custody right now. Those amendments are the highest form of treason that could possibly be committed. It's signing over the United States to a totalitarian, authoritarian government that works in collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party. It also eliminates maritime and aviation laws that protect us, our country, our nation, and our citizens. It eliminates that as well. I don't understand how they're not taken into custody right now for proposing it, for conspiring to violate civil rights. And it's treason at the highest order. I think everyone knows this. And I'm shocked and not shocked that there are 40 European nations that were on board with it. But again, as we talked about on your show, that breaking news, which is that the way to terrorize people into giving up their freedoms and a democratic-based government is to terrorize them with a pathogen and then to introduce famine. And then actually on top of that, if you do then introduce a greater gap in the economy, the GDP, and introduce poverty, by November, people will be begging to be thrown into camps, and experimented on.
Ugh. All right, well, we're breaking news tonight because, again, you're saying other than Stu Peters and this show, this is it. So everybody else will be copying us after tonight.
If they're going to copy that patent, that patent shows that the boosters can contain a combination SARS-CoV-2 monkeypox sequence that will inoculate you both with SARS-CoV-2 and monkeypox. And if you go back to that original June 2021 document from the FDA, a large part of that document also talks about the fact that in animal studies and in human studies, they fully expected that the vaccine for SARS-CoV-2 was going to cause enhanced respiratory disease. They knew it would actually increase people's risk to come down with respiratory viruses. That's why they annihilated the placebo group. That's why they didn't count 1,800 of the people that were infected who were injected with the Pfizer group in the two months of follow-up. They just didn't count them in the group. Those people got the infection from the injection, and now from the boosters, people are getting forms of monkeypox.
Wow. I hope you guys will support what she's doing. KarenKingston.net, KarenKingston.net. Also, givesendgo.com/myfight, M-I. GivesendGo, is there? GivesendGo.com. Yeah, GivesendGo.com/myfight. Watch Logan change it in real time. GivesendGo.com/myfight. Look at that. GivesendGo.com/myfight to support her work and research. And again.
Yeah, and that New York Times article you shared with me is very important. So keep in mind, Anthony Fauci said that AIDS was caused by a spontaneous manifestation of a virus through the act of homosexual sex. And the outbreak of AIDS happened in Africa after mass vaccination of that population. And a form of birth control that is used in Africa is actually, I'm sorry, is anal sex. So that's, I mean, not necessarily homosexual, but that's how women used to preserve their virginity in Africa. I'm not sure if that's still a practice. So it's just interesting that the AIDS epidemic was followed by a mass vaccination. So history is repeating itself, Brandon. That's what I would say. History repeats itself.
So that article was sent to me by someone overseas today. I sent it on to you within seconds, and voila. We make a pretty good team, don't we, Karen?
We do make a pretty good team, yeah.
And we're breaking news here. We're breaking news here left and right. I mean, we do this all the time. You and I will see reports and people act like breaking news, and I call you up like, wait, did we discuss this like 4 months ago? And everybody in the conservative media is acting like it's new. We covered it 4 months earlier, but nobody, I guess, on the big media were paying attention. Then they break it 4 months later and act like they're breaking news. We've seen that happen a few times, haven't we?
Dozens. I'm like, you guys are so 2021. I don't know what's going on.
They're so 2021. And by the way, texting with Leo. How excited are you to be coming and being a keynote speaker at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend?
Oh, I'm super excited. You have a great list of speakers, and it looks like a beautiful event, and I'm excited to hear you sing. And
have you ever been to Lake of the Ozarks?
I have, but I was in Branson, Missouri.
Okay, Lake of the Ozarks is 90 miles north.
Oh,
so you've been to the Ozarks. You've been to the Ozarks. You just probably have never been to Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, so I haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks, but where I was very, very beautiful, and I'm sure it's going to be gorgeous. So I'm excited to meet you.
It's pretty well identical. It's just 90 miles apart. But Lake of the Ozarks is 1,150 miles of shoreline.
Oh wow!
More than your state of California.
So, well, don't call it. I have no ownership in the state.
You should get out of there and go to live in the Ozarks. That's where you should be.
Yeah, or
it's
the
actually
United
rated
States.
As one of the best places to be when the end comes.
I bet, because yeah. I mean, you can fish and farm and So I know my apocalypse plan is finding a man. That's my plan.
We've already got that for you. We read the letter of the guy. Where was his ranch? Montana? Was that where it was, Logan? Do you remember the letter I read? The guy had a ranch in Montana, and he said he loved you, you're beautiful, and he would keep you safe. I read it on the air. I sent it to you.
I know. It was very flattering.
Yeah.
It was very flattering.
Well, maybe he'll show up at Lake of the Ozarks this fall and introduce himself to you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so if he's serious, maybe he'll bring a ring. I'm just kidding. I'm really I mean, actually, it depends on how bad things get.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to get texts and emails. I can only imagine what's going on in the feedback section of the website right now. But you're a good sport, Karen. You're a good sport. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us. And keep the breaking news coming our direction.
I will. Thanks, Brandon. Take care.
You.
God bless.
Her website, KarenKingston.net.